you ever noticed odd symbolism from your favorite artists and musicians' videos, you need to listen to today's podcast. We're going to cover what's known as the high-profile ritual, a mass hypnosis intended to pull the energy from the viewer. Today, I'll give you the factual basis and background of how all this works magically as we explore the 2025 Grammys. We're going to briefly talk about Beyonce, Kendrick, Drake, and The Weeknd. Before we get into some of the main topics today, Kanye West's MKUltra mind control of Bianca Censori, and then a deeper dive into Lady Gaga's new Abracadabra performance that gets into the Baphomet, Abraxas, Marina Abramovich, Aleister Crowley pentagrams, the Scarlet Women, and Freemasonry. We're selling devil fear porn here today, so join me, Isaac Weishaupt. Before we get into all this stuff, quick housekeeping, 2 points. First point, these super soft podcast logo shirts that on the back say these nerds are going to kill us, which is tragically, prophetically true, more so than ever, had just been restocked. That's right. I had sold out of a bunch of sizes. You can go get them right now. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. Links are in the show notes as well. And I've got a new Substack article. And if you're not subscribed to my Substack, you're going to be missing out because the golden ages of blogging are here for the Illuminati Watcher. So if you just go to, oh, hell, what is it? It's, I always get it wrong. I have to look it up. I think it's Illuminati Watcher. Let me guess. I think it's IlluminatiWatcher.substack.com. There you go. IlluminatiWatcher.substack.com. Links are always in the show notes. Now, let's get into the show. It's going to be a short one today, a banger, if you will. And I watched the 2025 Grammys. It wasn't a lot there, I'll be honest with you. But the things I did see were pretty gnarly. So let's quickly catch up with what you might have missed. We saw Kendrick Lamar sweep up a bunch of Grammys. And poor Drake. Poor Drake has to listen to a diss track against him win Song of the Year. And everybody's dancing. I'm like, damn, Drake. Man, an anthem talking about how you're a pedophile. Oh, boy. That's a tough one. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about Kendrick Lamar on my Super Bowl pregame show. So be sure you're subscribed to my podcast because we're going to cover a pregame show next. And then a post-game analysis. You don't want to miss. I got a whole history of who the Chiefs are, some allegations of rigging and cheating and how that probably is true. And then we saw Beyonce win Album of the Year. Everyone's making a huge deal because she's like, you know, the goddess up on the pedestal. And no one's talking. You know, Jay-Z was there. I was like, dang, he's showing his face in public. Because as you know, he is in some hot water with the whole Diddy situation. Along with Beyonce. People are alleging Beyonce was at the alleged assaulting of the minor incident. Where did we talk about that? We just talked about it on the most recent episode, I believe. The LA Fires episode, that's right. It was a bonus supporters only episode, so you want to support the show, get in. Then we had a Quincy Jones tribute. We did a whole show on Quincy Jones in the past. That was pretty interesting. Should I put a link in the show notes? Yeah, why not? Why not put a link in the show notes? All I got to do is mark it so I don't forget. The Weeknd came back. You know, remember the Weeknd, he had protested the Grammys. I don't remember why exactly, and the Grammys added a bunch of sort of, I know DEI is the hot term everyone uses, a sort of a DEI sort of initiative, and he came back, which makes me wonder if it wasn't all staged to begin with. I don't know. Either way, he performed, and you saw what appeared to be sort of like the Lou, where you had an inverted pyramid on top of an upright pyramid. And I'll put the image on the Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Is anyone on Instagram anymore? I don't know. It seems dead to me. I feel like no one's on there anymore. I'm like this close to just quitting all social media. It's I hate it. It's disgusting sometimes. But it allows me to connect with you guys sometimes. But Patreon, I think, is going to be where it's at for connection. So that's where, if you want to be a part of the community, that's where you need to go. Because, man, I've for sure dropped off of Facebook. I still post links to shows there. Same for Twitter. I just post links to shows there, basically. I don't surf those two like I used to. And Instagram used to be a surfing kind of app for me, and it's lost its interest to me as well. So, sadly, the Instagram's kind of being not so fun anymore. So, anyway, but I'll keep putting the images on there. So, subscribe to Instagram at Isaac Weisop. Link in the show notes as always. Now, let's get into the interesting stuff. And like I said, this is going to be a short one today. But if you notice, Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, and his new, I think they're married, Bianca Censori, they were on the red carpet. People were surprised to see them in public. And if you watch the video clip, she turns around, he whispers something to her, and she drops her trench coat or whatever, and she's got basically see-through sort of pantyhose on. She can see everything, right? And Ye just kind of stands there mean mugging. These are some weird people we're dealing with here. But he whispered into her ear, and a lip reader online on the blog, the tabloidy websites, claims that he said to her, "Make a scene, I'll say it'll make so much sense." She then shakes her head, and then he allegedly says, "Drop it behind you and then turn. I got you." And I guess that means he'll mean mug the cameras. I don't know. And to me, this seems very MKUltra-esque. This is just like, you know, the whole story of Charles Manson. And if you read the book Chaos by Tom O'Neill, you'll see him directly connect them with Charles Manson with MKUltra-type programming of serial killers. And then David McGowan talked about this. But there's strong allegations that Manson was involved with mind control on some levels. And when he had his sort of harem, he would use them to perform sexual favors on people he was trying to impress, to demonstrate his control over another person. It's not that much different from this Illuminati slave shall serve attitude. And one of the things he would do is he would snap his fingers, and that was a sign for them to perform oral upon whoever. Which I also mentioned in my Fire Walk With Me analysis. By the way, if you haven't heard, Twin Peaks is over. I got one more episode on February 23rd, and that's it. No more Twin Peaks ever. You're not going to see it again. I get so much hate for that show. You didn't want a 55-episode deep dive. I hear you. It's over. We're done. Okay? Come on back. You'd be shocked at the hate I get. And some of you guys left 5-star reviews or 4-star reviews and proceeded to say how much you hated the Twin Peaks thing. I respect that. I actually respect that. I've told you I wanted that. I told you, I said, look, I need 5 stars because I got 1-star haters. And I told you, I said, you can leave a 5-star and then say something negative. I don't care. I'll take the constructive criticism. And that's how I look at this whole thing. As much as I love Twin Peaks and the people who do love it, I understand that you're like, dude, I'm so tired of seeing this come across my feed. Shut the hell up already. I get it. So I am pleased to announce that it is basically over. And I appreciate that you actually followed through and you're like, yeah, I'm going to leave you a 5-star, but I'm going to tell you what I hate. And I appreciate that because I actually aim to please. I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, I'll do what I want. It's my show. F you. No, I want to give you guys what you want. And it's loud and clear that that's what you want. So thank you if you did join me on the Twin Peaks journey. Someday, if you're a Twin Peaks hater, someday it's going to grab you. I know because I used to be a Twin Peaks hater myself. And someday it's going to grab you. You're going to say, you know what? I think I'm going to go listen to that 55 episodes I was bitching about. And it'll be here for you. Okay? All right. Oh, and then also there was a Yeezy ad. Because as you know, he started selling his own Yeezy merch on his own website for cheap, like $20. And he had an ad for some shoes. And I thought, well, let me check it out. Let me see. Because it flashed real quick and I wanted to see if there was a symbol on it. I tried to go to his website, but my antivirus program blocked it and said it was like, malware loaded and stuff. So if you went to the Yeezy website, apparently you need to run your antivirus. It wouldn't even let me go there. So I'm like, what's going on, dude? And finally, last but definitely not least, this one's going to be a little deeper than the others. Lady Gaga appeared multiple times throughout the show. One appearance was a pre-recorded music video for a new track she has called Abracadabra that will be featured on her new album, Mayhem, releasing in March. And right off the bat, you know, Abracadabra, Illuminate Confirm. We talked about this in 2023. I did two episodes on the symbolism of Starbucks. And then I think 24, we did a bonus episode on the movie Late Night with the Devil, which was a fascinating breakdown, by the way. And the short version of what we talked about on those shows was talking about the Gnostic god Abraxas and the magical incantation and the term Abracadabra, which comes from the worship of the Gnostic god Abraxas. And it quite literally means the dead body or corpse of Abraxas. So you're kind of summoning a god, basically. And the literal meaning other than that would be, I create as I speak. That's kind of the common understanding of it. But the occult hidden meaning is to summon Abraxas. And when they say I create as I speak, this goes back to a lot of ideas about the creation of the universe and reality. Even in the Bible, God spoke, right? He spoke the world into existence. And that's one of the beliefs of magic, is that you speak things into existence. In my hip-hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, I quoted several of your favorite rappers talking about this. I believe it was Jay-Z who talked about speaking things into creation. Or Eminem, I don't remember which. The point is, we're talking about magic. And Aleister Crowley was the first to write this abracadabra term down in his Book of the Law back in 1904, I believe. And he described it as the magical formula of the New Age, the Aeon of Horus. And it signifies the completion of the great work. Okay. And to be more specific and accurate, he actually wrote Abrahadabra, which is changing a letter in the word, which is something that a lot of these occultists do, is kind of update stuff. And the H for Horus, or the H in Abrahadabra, means Horus, as an Aeon of Horus, which is what he was trying to do, is bring about a new age devoid of religion. Okay. Now you'll notice that in the imagery for the Lady Gaga Abracadabra video, which you can find on YouTube now, it gives off, just from an overall tonal sort of perspective, it gives off vibes of witchcraft, specifically Suspiria, which is a movie by Dario Argento, and then the remake by Luca Guadagnino, and it's about a witch coven at a ballet dance studio. And when I'm watching the Gaga video, like, it just puts out that vibe to me strong. I don't have any proof for that besides a feeling I get. Then we get, and specifically when you talk about the video imagery, it starts off with the same, it starts off and it says Lady Gaga on two vertical sort of spellings, and then it says Abracadabra with the A's joined inverted. Okay. It's hard to explain, but you'll have to go to my Instagram to see what I'm talking about, or just watch the music video. And the font and styling, again, I got no proof of this, just strictly vibes. It feels very much like the old-timey magical triangle spelling of Abracadabra. And again, I'll have to put it on there to show you what I'm talking about. In the book Codex Magica by Tex Mars, he's got an example of this. And you can see what I'm saying when you look at the fonts. So it's similar. It's not identical, but it again, it's like Suspiria. It's putting out the vibe, right? And what you see in the music video is a bunch of Lady Gagas in white and a bunch of Lady Gagas in black, and then a red Lady Gaga as the sort of master of ceremonies. Very reminiscent of Red Cloak from Eyes Wide Shut, right? And red is the symbol for the presiding officer of the ritual, which... that's the devil, right? And in the lyrics, she says, pay the toll to the angels, drawing circles in the clouds. Keep your mind on the distance when the devil turns around. So there's a reference to the devil again. Like a poem said by a lady in red. And that's where the analysis can take a turn. And you could say, well, maybe that's not the devil. Maybe that's the Scarlet Woman. The Whore of Babylon, as they say, presiding over the apocalypse. And the lyrics go on to talk about casting spells, obviously, because it's, you know, witchcraft stuff. And the chorus itself could be a sort of an incantation. It says, and you'll have to listen to it because I can't make sense of what she's saying. But one part is that, because she says abracadabra, and then she mumbles a bunch of stuff, which to me is very incantation-esque. If you listened to my analysis of the film Wicked, you'll recall at the end of the movie, the character reads from the spell book, the Grimwire, the Grimmery, which is based off of actual, I proved in the episode that it's based off of, for real, the Lesser Key of Solomon. This is real stuff we're talking about here. It's the revelation of the method time. They're showing us literal examples. This isn't just spooky, scary stuff. Now they're really using it. And this started with Harry Potter, using literal characters like Nicholas Flamel to demonstrate alchemical processes, apotheosis of Harry Potter, and so on. This is what Father Seraphim Rose was talking about in the 60s. She says in the chorus, she says, in her tongue, she said, death or love tonight. Well, speaking in tongues is very much like the character, I don't remember her name, the one witch from Wicked reading from the Grimmery. She goes into a sort of speaking in tongues moment, and that's supposed to be how it really happens. Now, the website Genius, which talks about lyrics, claims that the track is about her ability to split and mold herself into other people to fulfill the demands of society, and how she's being commercialized as a sort of magic for the masses. And that's what this is all about. It's all about incantations and mass hypnosis, magic on a massive level. That's what I talked about with the high-profile ritual, meaning a lot of people are viewing this. And to be fair, the song's pretty catchy. To be fair. But the song is very witchy. The video is very witchy. And that all makes sense because Lady Gaga worked very closely with Marina Abramovich many years ago. Back in 2013, there was a video she released on Vimeo called The Abramovich Method. And what that was describing was a method that Marina Abramovich, from the spirit cooking conspiracies and occult stuff, we've talked about her many times. This is back during the pizza GATE emails time frame. But the method is about developing skills for performance artists to increase their physical and mental experience in that moment of performance. Don't ask me specifically what that means. That's just what it says. And apparently, Lady Gaga spent 3 days in Hudson, New York, immersed in training for this kind of thing, right? And I've got some quotes here that we can read, which, by the way, I believe Aleister Crowley channeled Lamb, that gray alien, out in Hudson, New York. I'm looking it up. I think it's the same area. I know it was in New York, but he supposedly was on an island in New York. Yeah, I think this is the same exact location. I'm gonna have to dig into this for you guys. So stay subscribed in case we come back for more of this. But Lady Gaga spent 3 days in Hudson, New York, immersed in this training. And Marina Abramovich said this about Lady Gaga. She said, she is a hardcore student. I had to blindfold her, and she was in the forest for 3 hours, eaten by mosquitoes and spiders, scratched by the bushes. It was quite incredible. Whatever I told her, she met the exercise absolutely to the end, never complaining. And my exercises are pretty tough. She never said it was too much. She said, I want more every time. Lady Gaga was totally committed, giving up her cell phone and all outside communication to focus on the training. The idea was that artists, even blindfolded, have to have vision like a blind man to feel with their entire body. She was in the fields and then the forest, and by her pure intuition, she had to find her way back home. During this exercise, completely of her own initiative, she took off her clothes. She just wanted to be in nature and feel the elements. Now, Marina Abramović says she was afraid that Lady Gaga would get Lyme disease because she was out in the Northeast where there's tons of it, right? And didn't she contract some kind of weird disease after this? Some kind of fibromyalgia type disease? Maybe she did. And Gaga said that the method of the Abramović method got her to quit smoking pot. She said she was smoking 15 joints a day. And what happened was with this ritual, she basically was conducting the death and rebirth ritual. It was very much a hero's journey type thing. She goes out in the woods, one of the great teachers, like the desert sort of, and faced death in a way with the blindfold on. That's the suppression of the ego, like you would see with the hoodwink of Freemasonry. In fact, her version, if you look at it, is two yellow cones. It's very strange. But it's all about suppression of the ego, death of the ego, and then the rebirth, what you would call crossing the abyss in Jack Parsons and Crowley territory. You cross the abyss and you come back reborn as the master of the temple with the destroyed ego. And Gaga said similar. She says, "I'm a hardcore B-word and I will do anything she tells me. She put me in the woods for 3 hours blindfolded and said, I need you to find your way home. We will be here silent to make sure you don't fall off any cliffs, because there were cliffs all around. Blindfolded. So I was walking and I started to cry under the blindfold, and it was because I hadn't felt so connected to the earth for so long. I know that might sound like some hippie granola stuff, but you know, I'm indoors and on stage a lot. Just being me with the forest and the sound of the trees and the birds and the running water. But there was nothing but me and my pure talent to save me. I didn't fall once." And I should also point out that she did take her clothes off, and there's photos of this experience, and there's nude photos of her. And Terry Richardson photographed her, and he has a long, rich history of allegations, if you know anything about that. If you dig into the story, you'll find out that when Lady Gaga did this whole experience, she stayed at Marina Abramović's Star House. And it's called the Star House because it's shaped like a pentagram, right? Like a star. And the pentagram is an ancient occult symbol. This goes back to Pythagoras. His little secret society would have the pentagram on their hands. And Aleister Crowley was talking about the perfected androgyne called the Baphomet. And the Baphomet was what he called the Star Child. There's, you know, the pentagram, the Star Child. And he said that the Baphomet was formed by alchemy and sex magic. And that's why you see the depictions of the pentagram on the forehead of the Baphomet, which, in conclusion, to bring this all together, abracadabra was Crowley's magical formula of the New Age and the New Aeon. And it is what they call the completion of the great work. Thus, my argument in conclusion is that Lady Gaga is showing us the completion of her great work, the Philosopher's Stone. And that's why this was, I give it my reward as most Illuminate confirm of the Grammys night. And I'm going to leave you with a quote from Crowley from Magic and Theory and Practice. He said, "The devil is historically the god of any people that one personally dislikes. This has led to so much confusion of thought that the B666 has preferred to let his names stand as they are and to proclaim simply that AWAS, the solar phallic hermetic Lucifer, is his own holy guardian angel." That's Aleister Crowley saying, "AWAS is my holy guardian angel." And AWAS is the one that helped him write down the Book of the Law, which is where he talks about abracadabra. Okay. "And the devil, Satan or Hadid, the supreme soul behind Rahur Kuit, the sun, the lord of our particular unit of the star universe. This serpent, Satan, is not the enemy of man, but he who made gods of our race, knowing good and evil. He bade know thyself and taught initiation. He is the devil of the Book of Thoth, and his emblem is Baphomet, the androgyne who is the hieroglyph of arcane perfection. So that's why you see Lady Gaga as opposing forces in this video. And it's argued that the devil is actually the Baphomet, and that this is the same as the Abraxas, aka the magical formula of Abracadabra. And it all means, in the Lady Gaga video, the reconciliation of opposing forces seen as the white Gaga and the black Gaga meet up and merge under the guidance of the red Gaga, whether it be the devil or the Scarlet Woman in red. She is merging her opposing forces. Maybe in a Jungian psychology way, not sure. But it does have these witch vibes throughout the video, which makes sense because her name is based off of witchcraft, in that in witchcraft and Wicca, they refer to females and the goddesses as Lady. That's like a title, like Lady so-and-so, right? Well, Lady Gaga is a witchcraft name. So there you go. That was the Grammys. Like I said, short banger today. Stay subscribed, though. We got lots of heat coming soon. And again, check out the links in the show notes. Get your super soft shirts, just like the one I'm wearing for the video today. Of course, yours is going to come with sleeves. I refuse to wear such things. But and I also have a new Substack article, illuminatiwatcher.substack.com, where we talk about Luciferian rappers, Absol, Aleister Crowley, and what's coming at the Super Bowl. Little Super Bowl predictions, if you will. So check out that, illuminatiwatcher.substack.com. Subscribe, it's free. Okay, thanks for listening. Till next time, stay positive.